Lesson 13, pages 422 and 423. Unusual lawsuits.
When a person is injured or harmed, it is the court's job to determine who is at fault. Most of these cases never make the news, but a few of them appear in the newspapers and on the evening news because they are so unusual. In 1992, a fast food restaurant was sued by a 79-year-old woman in New Mexico who spilled hot coffee on herself while driving. She suffered third-degree burns on her body. At first, the woman asked for $11,000 to cover her medical expenses. When the restaurant refused, the case went to court, and the woman was awarded nearly $3 million. In 2002, a group of teenagers sued several fast food chains for serving food that made them fat. The case was thrown out of court. According to Congressman Rick Keller, Americans have to get away from this new culture where people always try to play the victim and blame others for their problems. Mr. Keller, who is overweight and eats at fast food chains once every 2 weeks, said that suing the food industry is not going to make a single individual any skinnier. It will only make the trial attorney's bank accounts fatter. In June 2004, an Indiana woman sued a cell phone company for causing an auto accident in which she was involved. The court decided that the manufacturer of a cell phone cannot be held responsible for an auto accident involving a driver using its product. In March 2000, a teenage girl in Virginia was struck and killed by a driver conducting business on a cell phone. The girl's family sued the driver's employer for $30 million for wrongful death. They said that it was the company's fault because employees are expected to conduct business while driving. The family lost its case. We are protected by the law, but as individuals, we need to take personal responsibility and not blame others for our mistakes. The court system is designed to protect us. It is up to us to make sure that trials remain serious.